Salisbury Mayor Jacob Day will soon announce the city's first ever Poet Laureate to coincide with the annual Salisbury Poetry Week, April 1st through 7th. Tara Elliott, Salisbury Poetry Week's founder, tells us more about this year's week of programming. Elliott is also an English and language arts teacher at Salisbury Middle School. She received the Christine D. Sarbanes Teacher of the Year Award presented by Maryland Humanities in 2018. Launched in 2017, Salisbury Poetry Week is supported in part by a grant from Maryland Humanities.
In 2017, Salisbury Mayor Jacob Day issued an official proclamation making the first week of April Salisbury Poetry Week. Eastern Shore Voices, a collective of local educators, students, poets, and more, created the week of poetry events to instill a sense of shared place through the community. We also wanted to introduce poetry as a way to explore our changing world and to provide multiple opportunities for Eastern Shore citizens of all ages to develop and hone their writing skills and to enjoy the written and the spoken word. In partnership with the City of Salisbury, we host a poet in residence in Salisbury for a week-long series of writing workshops, open mic nights, classroom visits, after-school workshops, and poetry readings. Former Salisbury poets in residence include Fulbright scholar and the author of the upcoming The Suicide Son, James Arthur, and Frostburg State University professor of English and the author of The Story of Ash, Jerry LaFemina. This year, we're proud and excited to welcome author of four volumes of poetry, Jane Satterfield, associate professor of Loyola University's writing department. Her latest book, Apocalypse Mix, won the 2016 Poetry Prize from Autumn House Press. During Poetry Week, we'll pilot a lesson plan designed by our current poet in residence. This year, dystopia takes the forefront, and students will compose poetry focused on science. This lesson will be shared with all middle and high school English language arts teachers in Wicomico County for use in their classrooms. In addition to hosting the poet-in-residence Jane Satterfield, we're excited to award the first-ever Salisbury Poet Laureate title. The two-year appointment will introduce the work of a significant local writer with the goal of increasing awareness and appreciation of Salisbury's rich cultural life expressed through poetry. Salisbury is known as the crossroads of Delmarva, and as such, we cherish our yearly Eastern Shore Voices poetry reading, featuring seven Eastern Shore poets in addition to our poet in residence. Our region's reputation as a home for amazing writers is growing. This year's reading takes place on Thursday, April 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Worcester Room of the Salisbury University Commons. Mayor Day will also be in attendance to announce the first ever Salisbury Poet Laureate. We're overjoyed at the partnerships that successfully foster the poetic voice of our city, which include community ties between our local public schools, libraries, writers' associations, art studios, colleges, and universities. We're also thankful for the past patronage of the Purdue Foundation, as well as foundational and ongoing support from Salisbury Wicomico Arts Council, and further significant support from the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore, and of course, Maryland Humanities.
Learn more about Salisbury Poetry Week at facebook.com/Eastern Shore Voices. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.